The air travel is a means to an end. It is not, even though the show is titled Boeing, Boeing, it is not the main focus by any means, but what the air travel provides the ability for these three people from completely different worlds to come together in this kind of eruption that happens on stage. So I would say that while it is secondary, it still is very interesting to kind of delve into that and to see how things were handled back then. And of course, you know, back then you could smoke on planes and do all kinds of crazy things. But it's definitely a means to an end.
Ladies,
do you have anything to add?
I think a lot of, well, we didn't talk so much about the air travel aspect of it. We kind of just talked about the, I guess, more like of a vibe, like a feeling that you have, like between the man being kind of this, we were talking a lot about Mad Men, it kind of kept coming up, like this Don Draper, like suave character, and these women that are kind of just like sexy and like kind of flirty and fun and like, so we just talked a little bit about that. That's kind of what we like dove into, is more of the relationships between the characters. Not as much the time period, because it is something where it's like, it kind of goes across the board. It can be in any time period. It just kind of is like, what is the new hot thing in that time period that's distracting them? And in this period, it happens to be like air travel. But I think that definitely we talked a lot about relationships and just like kind of the atmosphere and just like the characters relating to each other during that time. And so we talked a lot about Mad Men. I don't know, I just feel like it came up a lot, so yeah.
I will say, we did talk about the air hostesses. The air hostess becomes the stewardess, becomes the flight attendant. That verbiage has changed over time. But those air hostesses from the 1950s and then going into 1960s, they were very glamorous. I mean, it was like supermodels on heels in the air, and they were allowed to be glamorous, and they kind of relished that. And the fact that these ladies are drawn to this field says something about them specifically. They're looking for that freedom, and they're looking for the opportunity to have this level of sophistication, and you know, maybe to meet a very sophisticated businessman who will allow them to become a well-kept wife as opposed to a working woman. So there was a different set of motivations that were in play. I don't think that any of these particular characters were looking at this as a lifelong career. They didn't want to retire as air hostesses. They were looking at it as an opportunity. And so that was something we were interested in. We were intrigued by that.
Now, all of the actors here, are you guys all local, or did some of you come into town? Okay, you two ladies came into town. Where did you come in from?
Chicago.
Okay.
We always have to say it together.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. I know that you guys do bring in actors, so I want to ask you two ladies, what is it like to basically move into a different town for however long to rehearse and work on this play? I mean, is there a challenge not being in your own bed every night, or is it easier because you can focus more?
It's exciting. This is the first time I've ever done regional theater. Nicole was in Baltimore a few months ago, so we were kind of comparing our experiences. But I'm having a great time, and I really enjoy being able to just focus on doing a show and not have to worry about school and work and all the other things that you have to worry about when you're at home, you know? So that's been nice. I really enjoy it. I love Fayetteville. I'm having a really good time. So yeah. I'm looking forward to the rest of my time here.
Yeah, it's definitely nice coming to a town and just being able to, I mean, see somewhere that you maybe would never have gone. I've never been to Arkansas before. I've never been to Fayetteville. I've heard good things about it, and I'm buying it because it is great here. But it's different because the show that I did before where I was out of town, we just came straight, we had rehearsed in Chicago, and then we just went and did the show in Baltimore. So it was just like, you know, we just flew into it. But this has been kind of great because we've had rehearsal time and then a lot of time off to just kind of see the city and get used to it. And like, it feels like we're really being like welcomed into the community, like not just as in like the theater aspect of it, where we go to rehearsals and it's like our job is to go to rehearsals, but also just like on our days off when we can hang out, we can meet new people and like see the city. It's a very unique experience because you really do put your life completely on hold. You know, like someone is living in my apartment right now and I'm here and like I, you know, am on a hiatus from my job for 2 months and then I have to go back to that. So it's a weird experience, like it takes some getting used to at first, but it's so great to be able to just focus on what you love and not have any of the other, like, life things that normally bog you down. You just can be free and, like, meet new people and do something different. It's great.
Great. Well, do you guys want to do a scene for us?
Sure.
We would love to.
You need to set it up.
Set it up just a little bit.
Sure.
So in this scene is going to feature our American air hostess. We've got an American air hostess, an Italian air hostess, and a German air hostess, played by Jenny Guy, who's not here tonight. So in this scene, our American air hostess is in the home of Bernard. And Bernard is quite the suave, sophisticated architect. He's an English architect in Paris. He is helped out along the way by his maid, who is Parisian, named Berta. So we have Gloria, the air hostess, Bernard, the Englishman, and Berta, the French maid. This scene is the very opening moments of the play.
Bernard, darling, do you think I have time to eat another pancake?
I should think so, if you hurry. Berta!
I adore pancakes for breakfast, don't you?
Not especially.
But back home, all of our dietitians agree that a big breakfast prevents long day neurosis.
Did you call, monsieur?
Another pancake, please, Berta.
But mademoiselle?
Please, Bertie.
And more of that black stuff to pour all over it?
Yes, please, but it's not black stuff, it's molasses. Very good for the complexion.
I don't know what it's for, but I suppose it's all right. I do not like the look of it myself, but then I'm not here to reform the world.
That's a relief. So just get busy on that pancake, hmm?
Right, but do not blame me if it makes her ill.
Are you going to eat it?
No.
So there's no need to argue about it then, just hurry. Mademoiselle Gloria hasn't got much time.
Please, Bertie, do hurry, I shall miss my plane.
All right, I'm going. But it isn't easy,
what?
You know.
What? What is it now?
Nothing.
That woman is always in such a bad mood.
Is she?
It's getting annoying.
No, darling, it's just her way. Don't worry about it.
Well, I do worry about it. If it goes on like this, we'll just have to get rid of her, honey.
Why, whatever for?
I don't think she likes me.
Oh, darling, of course she likes you. It's just all this food you eat. It seems to upset her. It gives her a kind of indirect indigestion.
What time is it, darling?
Nearly 10 o'clock.
Oh, I don't know. When I'm with you, it just whistles by.
Oh, sweet of you to say so.
Well, it's true. Isn't it the same for you?
Of course.
And does it drag terribly when I'm away?
Oh, terribly. Never ending.
Mademoiselle's pancake and more black stuff.
Marvelous. Thank you, Bertie.
I'll take some more coffee, please, Berta, and another orange juice for you, darling.
Oh, no, darling, truly, I've had enough.
Oh, thank the Lord for that.
You see? She doesn't like me.
Darling!
She doesn't! Whenever I get home, she's always on edge. While I'm here, she's kind of okay, but when it's time to go again, she is downright hostile and decidedly anti-American.
Well, she's sad you're going.
Because I'm your fiancé?
Of course.
Oh, and if I was here all the time, she'd be all right?
Absolutely. Then we'd all be happy.
Oh. Well, I better get dressed or I'll miss my plane.
Oh, that would never do.
No, it would be terrible.
Terrible. Tell me, darling, when do you get back?
Well, it's Saturday today. We'll be in New York at 1708, and then San Francisco, but straight there and straight back.
And when will you be back here in Paris?
We're back in Paris on Monday evening and then off again on Wednesday.
Monday. What time on Monday, darling?
18:30 local time.
Perfect. So no matter what happens in San Francisco, you'll be back here in Paris on Monday.
That's right.
Good.
It's so sweet how you always have to write it down.
Oh, so I don't get it mixed up?
Get what mixed up?
My arrangements. My business arrangements. I'm a busy man. I've got work to do. And I want to make sure that it's all done by the time you get back so I can spend Monday to Wednesday with you.
Oh, you're a genius.
I know. It's lovely, isn't it? Now, hadn't you better hurry?
You want to get rid of me?
No, darling. Of course, I hate to see you go, but time passes. Planes take off.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you, Berta.
Oh, Bertie, dear, will you do me a favor?
Depends.
It's Mr. Bernard. Will you take care of him until I get back on Monday?
I'll do my best. He's a big boy, you know.
Yes, but they're all just kids at heart.
I don't know about that. There aren't too many like Monsieur. He is in a class of his own.
Yes. Very good. That'll do, Berta.
You see how much she appreciates you, darling?
Oh, I spend my life appreciating Monsieur.
But would you mind appreciating me somewhere else?
She asked me a question and I answered it.
And we're all very grateful.
Well, you mustn't appreciate him too much or you might fall in love with him and then I would be very jealous.
I doubt it will come to that.
Mercifully. Now, hadn't you better rush, darling?
I'll go and get dressed.
So, what's for lunch?
The American is flying out?
Yes. Well?
Well, I'm waiting for my orders. Monsieur has his timetables, and the menus change according to the timetables. All the time they change. They change round all the time.
Okay, take it easy. Now then, Mademoiselle Gabriella will be here for lunch.
Oh, well, that's all right. Now, I think I can cope with that one. But it isn't easy, you know. I find it very difficult to keep track of them all. I don't know how you manage it. It isn't easy.
I know it isn't easy. You don't have to keep reminding me.
Well, just as long as you appreciate me, that's all I ask. Just a little appreciation.
So this is your season opener. Is there a lot of thought that goes into what is that first play each year? I mean, do you always think, okay, I always want it to be funnier, I always want it to be...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we give a huge amount of thought to every play that we do, and the first play is really important because we know, we sense that we're going to be introducing ourselves to another kind of chunk of audience, and it may actually be the other way around. I'm not sure. It may be that we want to introduce ourselves to another whole chunk of audience, and therefore we pick a play that we know, we sense might do that. So, but in short, our first play, going way back, actually, Mystery of Irma Vep, and then the Shakespeare, what was that called? Complete Works of
Shakespeare.
Jim goes of Shakespeare. And then the 39 Steps. There's a pattern there. They're really fun comedies, and occasionally with some, you know, real streaks of smarts in them. But basically they're good comedies, and they're comedies that have that are pretty fresh. Pretty new, Boeing with its new outing on Broadway a couple years ago. So, but yeah, we give a lot of thought to that, and it is really hard. It's hard to find this play. We've discovered as producers of theater, good comedies are hard to find. They really are. If anyone out there wants to write a comedy for us, we will read it.
Now, this is your sixth season, and so often I think when something starts small like this that it would be very easy for someone to close shop or for it to not be successful, and for you guys it clearly has been. How do you feel about that?
We're okay with that.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We just had a fundraiser the other day, big opening season bash out at Denise and Hershey Garner's, and so with those of you who were there, it's going to sound like we're repeating ourselves, and we say this over and over and over again. Really, I mean, I think we made some good moves, but the best move we made was starting a professional theater in Northwest Arkansas, which apparently has this has an audience that's dying for this kind of theater and dying to support it, because really all we're doing is kind of, you know, ushering, shepherding in the process. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's we've learned that it really is the community that makes it happen. I bet KUAF is very similar. It's a similar feeling that we work really hard, but it just would not happen without hundreds and hundreds of, and then of course thousands. But then there's this kind of core group, and y'all, a lot of you are here tonight, that are really responsible for its existence.
And last year was particularly successful for you guys. Many of your shows had extended runs, and you had to add extra seats. Has that changed how you're going to approach things this year? Are you going to have additional seats already set up? Or
We are. We are having an additional week of performances for each show, and that's quite a good number of performances that we're hoping sell well, and we're hoping that we can invite more people into the space and to enjoy the shows without having to have the middle of the run rush on seats and having to think about whether we want to add another weekend. So we're starting out 4 weekends. We'll be on sale from the very beginning, and lots of opportunities for you to choose a good date for you.
We also have added performances during that run. So there are, I think, the second and third Sunday evening. Is that right? The first and second? Getting hand signals from Martin in the back. First and second Sunday evening, that's an added performance. You know, last year we added Saturday matinees. There was some skepticism about that. They started to sell really, really well right away. So I think that's going to happen with those Sunday night performances. And also, when you come to the theater, you'll see that we have the configuration is altered a little bit, and as a result, we've been able to add more seats in the space. Don't worry, it's still very intimate, and I think it's like at 178, whereas it was 150. So we've raised our own bar from a you know, marketing standpoint, and we're really excited to see how that goes. But yeah, last season kind of dictated that we needed to do something.